Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, and we have a full house right now. There is a scholarship competition, the Distinguished Young Women of Alaska, and joining us this morning are those scholarship competitors. And I would like to thank you all for being here, and I know I will not remember all your names. So actually, let's just have each person quickly run up to the microphone and just say your name and where you're from.
I'm Rebecca Scott from North Pole.
Lisa Torres from Ketchikan.
Abby Sherholt from Kenny Lake.
Astrid Williams from Anchorage.
Michaela Ryback from Soldotna, Alaska.
Michaela McKim from Ketchikan.
Chelsea Waljasper from Eagle River.
Krista Davis from Ketchikan.
Natalie Wade from Juneau.
Jennifer Sheasley from Anchorage.
Kiowa Richardson from Soldotna.
Jessica Psyche from Wasilla.
All right, and so again, from all throughout the state, and we have a couple of the folks here who are going to give us some information about it. Also, Robert McClurry is here involved with this competition. Actually, let me ask you, Robert, first. Can you just explain, like, what is your role in all this? And the finals take place in Ketchikan, correct? It goes throughout the state, but then the finals are here, and you were responsible kind of for getting that happening.
Yeah, they've been doing this for 56 years here in Alaska. This is the 57th year. We've doing it. This is the seventh year doing it here in Ketchikan. So far, Gail Klein did some tallies. We've given away $42,500 in cash and $115,500 in University of Alaska tuitions vouchers in our 6 years doing it so far. So I think that's great for a community effort like that. The winner of these this program, we go into the nationals. This is the state final for Alaska. And at the state level, at the national levels, they've given away $93 million in cash over the years, as well as $108 million in college scholarships, and over 723,000 young women around the nation have participated. So this year we have 12 from Alaska. They do have to have minimum GPAs. They have to be able to come to Ketchikan. They have to demonstrate the various talents. They have to interview. They have to do fitness competitions. And we have some very bright young ladies who are coming here in hopes of going back with some tuition scholarships.
Okay, and we have, because we have limited microphones and many people, we have three people who volunteered to be spokespersons for the group. And if others have other thoughts and you want to chime in, raise your hand and we can do that. And was it Heidi?
It's Astrid.
Astrid, sorry. Astrid, and tell me, why did you get involved with this competition?
One of my friends, actually, Devin Inch, she won 2 years ago, and she goes to my high school back in Anchorage, and she said that I should do it, and, you know, I have a chance of winning or whatnot, and so she was the one that told me to do it.
And what does being involved with this competition entail?
The preparations, it wasn't that intense. You just have to make sure that you have everything on the list, such as like a dress for the talent and a dress for the self-expression, and then you have to write an essay for a Rotary scholarship, and then you have to pay for your way down here, and that's basically it. You register online, super easy.
And is there a in-town competition, or it's a statewide?
It's a statewide competition here. So
okay, so mm-hmm. Basically, it's an online process.
Correct.
Do you do any sort of pre-interview?
Nope.
It's a paper process.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and is there an age range on that?
We're all seniors here.
Okay, and remind me of your name again?
Chelsea.
And again, where are you from?
I'm from Eagle River.
And why did you decide to do this?
Well, I just kind of saw it on a scholarship website, and I was like, well, I've never done this before, but maybe it'll work, and maybe I'll be able to get into this. So I signed up, and it happened. So I was like, okay, let's try it, and like it went from there.
And what are the various, you have various things you must demonstrate, I guess, while you're here. What are the competitions? Has anything happened yet, or is that coming up?
No, that's coming up on, I think we have part of it Friday, and Saturday is the main event. And we're demonstrating, we have an opening number that's not judged. We have a fitness routine. We have a self-expression, an interview, and our talent. And I think that's all the portions. Correct me if I'm wrong, girls, but...
Or did Robert, you have something to add?
The academics have already been scored, and the girls all had to submit all their test grades and their GPAs and transcripts to be evaluated, and that part's already done.
Okay, and Chelsea, what is your talent that you will be demonstrating?
I will be playing piano.
Oh, very good. And what is self-expression? How does that part of the competition work?
Basically, I mean, you go out, you have a nice dress on, and they ask a question for you to kind of elaborate on, and yeah.
Okay, all right. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Jennifer Sheasley. I'm from Anchorage.
Hi, Jennifer. And tell us why you got involved with this.
I did a little bit of research on the program when I found out about it, and I was really thrilled with how broadly it sort of encompasses a whole bunch of different things. It's not just, you know, it's not just a pageant where you have talent and beauty. It's scholastics, it's community service, it's talent, it's everything that you have put together. So the girls that, you know, they could participate, they have a really broad range of interests, and they're not single-minded or anything. So I really appreciated that. And as scholarships go, it's one of the most amazing opportunities there are. You know, it's a lot better than just writing an essay and sending it in and hoping for the best. You actually get to participate and learn a lot and meet a lot of cool new people, which is really exciting.
So at what have you done, I guess, to prepare for this? Because the first part, as was mentioned, is done on paper, but then, you know, there are things you have to do, perform and such. So what did you do to prepare?
I worked a little bit on a talent. I had to put together a routine. I'm doing some gymnastics, so I had to put together something for that. We have 90 seconds to do that. So we found some music and set together that routine. And that's, as far as that goes, that's about it for the preparation. And then we get here and we do a lot of the other work, so.
Okay, and if any of you want to answer this, you've all been here in Ketchikan for a short period of time. How long have you been here?
Just one day.
Okay, so you got here and you've got a whirlwind tour. I know that. I've seen your itinerary. How has it been so far? I mean,
Weather out right now is gorgeous. It's so beautiful. Pretty outside.
I know. I'm just so happy to see grass. Yes. Compared to Anchorage, where it's like a foot of snow.
Just got a foot and a half of snow a couple days ago, and green is such a beautiful color.
Oh, it is.
And how has it been meeting each other? Because it's awesome. Everybody's awesome. Like doing thumbs ups. And
definitely great.
It's been really fun.
Yeah, everyone is really nice, really supportive here.
And is that something that's somewhat different than some competitions in that it seems like you all are getting along and working together, helping each other?
There's a really broad range of interests. It's kind of fun to learn about everybody who's different and hear all the different talents and interests and things like that. It's cool.
And would anyone like to share any, like, a little story, maybe any story or thought about your interests or what you've learned about each other? I'm putting you on the spot, I guess. But if anything comes to mind, I don't know. Maybe is someone the class clown or someone? Yes. Oh,
Kyla.
Yeah. Yesterday we kind of had these papers to fill out, and it was like our special interests and stuff like that. And we all kind of sat around in a circle and just read them off. And it was really interesting to see what other people do and how they are going to bring that to the competition. So that was interesting.
And I guess how also. And I've not been in the pageant world. Like, a lot of people see the pageant things and it seems very competitive or something. This seems more working together, academia and things. But it's also, you have a really busy schedule. What other types of things are you doing? You're going to make presentations or several meeting up with organizations. I don't know, maybe Bob can answer a little bit of that to not put them completely on the spot of that. But
do you want to talk about the zip line trip to start out with?
Yeah, yesterday. So we hopped off the plane. We went and dropped off our bags, and then we went zip lining, which was really awesome. It was a little bit rainy. It was a little bit chilly, but it was a really great time. We had some wonderful guides, and we got to go down. It's one of the coolest zip lines I've ever seen, so that was really exciting. As soon as we got here, we got to do something cool.
And what else, Chelsea, do you recall? What else did you after that? Or
oh, well, after that, we went and... trying to remember here. I was really tired. we rehearsed our opening number. We had some snacks and watched the film from last year, the national competition, over at Mr. McCory's house, and his wife gave us amazing bread. It was so good.
Food and hospitality is always big in this town.
I know, I like it.
So we've got some leadership conferences. The girls are going to get some training in leadership, as well as interview skills. And we're also Jillian, Southeast Sea Kayak's going to be taking them out kayaking tomorrow as part of a emphasis on the fitness as well, because we think fitness is a part of that overall five elements of the The Be Your Best Self program that they have at the national level. The girls are also going to be entertaining the seniors over at the Pioneer Home. They bring their talents over there for the seniors for an ice cream special, and it's really been a hit. The seniors over there really look forward to that every year, and it's real touching to see the girls afterwards interact with some of the seniors who really don't have a latitude to get out. And it's the one chance for them to get some really fine entertainment from some young, really excited and dynamic young people. So they do some community service along the way, and we feel that's an important element as well, and have a chance to interact with the community. And I think the girls all come away feeling it's a real growth experience at the end of it.
Now, there's also an opportunity for people to view them in action, to be go to some of the event, like the competition, I guess. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's going to be Saturday night, 7 p.m. K-High is going to be doing a live webcast, and I don't have the URL yet. I'm waiting for that. But we will be able to, I believe, if they go to the Ketchikan website, Ketchikan School District website, that you should be able to see it. But it's only $5 for admission at the door. It's a great entertainment. We have a number of different performers coming in town. Stephanie Alley has a whole host of doctors and other performers who are going to be performing during the change sessions when the girls are changing. Nathan Buendia has a few different young people who are going with him. Dave Rubin has some performers with him, and Studio Max and the K Highlights are going to be performing as well. So there's a lot of really great entertainment. So if you want to come out, it starts at 7, should be done about 9:30, and we'll have about $5,500 in cash to give away, as well as $10,000 in University of Alaska's tuition scholarships to give away that night, and decide who goes to Alabama for Alaska.
Okay, and Emma Scott won the competition last year. Where does she give the crown away, so to speak, or is she off and running? What happens to the person who wins?
Well, we really don't identify this as a pageant. We don't have any tiaras, we don't have crowns. They do have a medallion, and every state has their own medallion, and so we'll get one for that winner. Emma is flying back specifically for this to pass off the torch, as it were. She's coming back on Friday morning, and Friday we move in the high school, and we'll be working on our auditions in there. Emma will be part of the overall program. She'll be performing a talent piece as well. There's some other components. She'll be have a little PowerPoint showing what all she encountered and experienced when she was down in Mobile, Alabama last year. It's a real growth experience for the young ladies, not just the ones who win, but for everybody, we feel.
Okay, and I guess let me go around the room to our three spokespeople as well. Astrid, how has this in some ways changed you? I mean, what have you learned, or what experience have you had so far, just even in this brief amount of time, that makes it feel like this is something really worthwhile?
Well, I'm not really that fond of dancing, and yesterday we were in the dance studio kind of trying out the routine, and there's some people in the group that are, you know, that's their talent, that's what they do. So that kind of was eye-opening, the dancing portion of it. And also just learning how to use your social skills with, like, all the young ladies here has been really helpful as well.
Okay, and Chelsea, anything that you've picked up in the short time you've been here?
Well, for me, I am actually usually a very quiet person. I'll go into a room and I'll be really shy, and I wait for people to come to me. So I'm really trying to kind of break that and really find a confidence within myself. So I'm really trying to do that and kind of practice, like Astrid said, like the social skills, getting to know people and really taking that first step. So for me, that's a big step in, like, my own personal growth to be able to do that, because a year ago, I would not have even been able to come here. So.
Well, very good. And here you are on a microphone talking to the world. Well,
I know.
Congratulations on that. And Jennifer, any thoughts that you have about that?
I've definitely picked up on a really big sense of camaraderie between everyone. I mean, I know a lot of us are involved in sports and things that are pretty competitive. And even, you know, scholastically in our schools, we spend time competing for grades and things like that. But here is just sort of a huge sense of camaraderie. Nobody's trying to hurt anyone else or anything. They just want to help you out. You know, if you need, I think there were a couple of people yesterday who needed a few pieces of help with the dance performance, and they were given it easily. And it was really fun. So it's just fun to see everybody work together like that, and nobody's trying to one up anyone else. So
okay.
It's pretty cool.
Great. Thank you, everyone. Does anyone else have something to add? You have something?
Well, I come from a small place in Kenny Lake, and I just have to say that this is a really good experience for me, because I go to a K-12 school of only like 80, and my class has 5. So it's just the whole fact of enjoying myself around other people that I don't know is a really good experience for me.
Okay, great. Anyone else have anything you want to add? Just giving you a last chance there. Okay. Thank you very much, everyone, for being here. And again, a reminder, it's Saturday. If people want to attend the competition, what time again? Sorry about that.
That'll be at 7 p.m. at K-High. Claire Bennett is going to be producing the show. And we've got a great, she's a great MC, great producer. And I think it's going to be a lot of talent and a lot of fun. So hope you all come out for the show.
All right, thank you. Again, Distinguished Young Women of Alaska, they're here for this scholarship competition. And again, it sounds like it's a lot of fun as well. More fun than competition, maybe, in a way. I don't know. And again, thanks so much to them. And you'll probably see them around town. I know they are attending quite a few events. Chamber lunch today at noon.